Hello and welcome to The Big Fight. I'm Nidhi Razdan. What a week this has been. The Congress-JDS government in Karnataka is hanging by a thread. The Congress has also seen a spectacular collapse in Goa, losing 10 of its 15 MLAs to the BJP. And here in Delhi, the party has no clue who its leader is after Rahul Gandhi's resignation. 7 weeks after the election results, the country's grand old party is facing an existential crisis. And then there are the regional parties, who enjoyed a dominant period in the coalition era before 2014 and actually seem to be the only ones giving a real fight to the BJP state by state. But look at their situation today. After winning just 5 seats, for instance, in UP, Akhilesh Yadav, the head of the Samajwadi Party, disappeared and went abroad, only to return to India a couple of days ago. Lalu Yadav's RJD, under his son Tejaswi, got 0 seats in Bihar, which is a first for the party that has been a powerful regional force in the state. Tejaswi has also been nearly AWOL most of the last few weeks. Mayawati didn't do that much better either in Uttar Pradesh with just 10 seats. Chandrababu Naidu's TDP is also unravelling very quickly. 4 of his 6 Rajya Sabha MPs have recently joined the BJP. The only parties that to some extent withstood the Modi wave were the DMK, the TRS, the BJD and to some extent Mamta's TMC. But here too, the Trinamool is facing a strong challenge ahead of the Bengal Assembly polls. Even the BJD isn't very comfortably placed. They did well in the Assembly elections, but the BJP did very well in Orissa in the Lok Sabha election. And then there's AAP in Delhi, which didn't win a single seat. Now, with this massive mandate for Modi and what seems to be an opposition that is withering away, are we heading towards one party rule? That's the big question on The Big Fight. And let's take a look at how dramatically India's map has altered in the last 5 years and how the BJP has surged forward and the Congress's footprint in particular has actually come down. The Congress was in power in 13 states in 2014 and has now been reduced to just 5 states. One of those, by the way, is Karnataka, which they are also on the brink of losing. Let's begin straight away with our panelists this evening. And as always, we will give all of them a 1 minute opening statement before we open this up for debate. We begin with Ashutosh, former journalist, politician, now political analyst. Ashutosh, are we heading for one party rule? Your 1 minute starts now.
I think it's heading in that direction. But the situation is that the country has seen coalition politics for a very long time, because when Congress Party came into the power in 50s, then there was no opposition per se, because everybody who was with the national movement were with the Congress Party. So a few people left Congress Party, formed their own political parties like JP and the Lohia, but they couldn't form and they become very powerful. The left were the only one who were very powerful and they formed the government in Kerala. What is happening right now is that now there are the regional aspirations, the regional chatrap, the regional political parties are very entrenched in their states. BJP certainly has emerged as a very strong force and almost replacing Congress system, we can call it the BJP system. But the kind of surge which Congress has seen after at least till 60s until 70s, where they used to get more than 300 seats, 350 seats, 365 seats, even 400 seats. I doubt that BJP can reach to that stage, but there is a serious...
Your time is up. Your time is up, and you made your point very eloquently. Mamta Kale of the BJP is here with us. Mamta, your 1 minute starts now. One party rule?
See, it's not about one party rule. It is not about even, you know, whether BJP is unbeatable or not. It is about acceptance, respect, faith and belief, which the people of India has shown in the leadership which BJP has given them in the name of Honorable Prime Minister Shri Modi ji and in the party in particular. And we have seen that faith got resulted into one side and landslide victory for the BJP in 2019 after seeing their work, their performance, the good governance and the strong leadership for past 5 years. You know, when we talk about the opposition, the voter of India rejected the narrative based on lies, and thereafter after the people of India who rejected them, now their own people, their own legislators, their own cadre is rejecting them. They have no faith, no belief, no trust in their leadership. I will not be wrong in saying, in fact, now it is a, you know, bitter truth that there is no leadership left in BJP, in Congress Party. I'm sorry, they don't have a party president.
All right. Time's up. Saurabh Bhardwaj, Chief Spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. Your thoughts? Are we heading towards one party rule, Saurabh?
I think it's a kind of Modi politics which he had pursued in Gujarat for 15 years. What he believes is that, you know, there should be a one-way narrative from Modi and he can tell all kinds of facts and figures which are nowhere related to reality. And in his kind of politics, he doesn't want anybody to challenge your facts and figures, which are obviously wrong. So he doesn't want media to say it. He doesn't want people to say it. And he will not let any opposition say it. So the only way of, you know, gagging opposition is buying MLAs. And we have shown it in 2014 on camera how BJP was offering our MLA 5 crore rupees. Their state vice president Sher Singh Dagar offered us, and he was trying to lure our MLAs. So it is a very open secret, but the problem is now there is no sense of immorality which is attached to, you know, buying MLAs for money. It has become a new normal in a new India, and it is really unfortunate for the country.
Time's up, Saurabh Bhardwaj. Professor Geeta Bhatt is with us. She's a supporter of the RSS. Ma'am, go ahead.
Nidhi, for any political organization, its dominance or, you know, its presence depends upon the kind of support it has from the masses in a nation. Now, if any political party per se, time and again, there have been times we have seen, if you look at the timeline of the political history of this country, again and again, there have been political parties who had, a very strong leadership and, a strong organizational base and also a commitment towards, you know, welfare of the people, giving importance to national, you know, national security, national interest. And if one political party, which is offering all that to people, they have gone and, you know, given their mandate to that. So I think when people are trying to question the mandate of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, it is basically questioning the voter of this country, you know, that because they are the ones who have given this mandate.
All right. Well, Tehsin Poonawalla is a supporter of the Congress party. Tehsin, your 1 minute starts now.
Nidhi, your question is, are we heading to a one-party rule? That was your basic question. I am not worried if there is a one-party rule based on meritocracy. The problem in the one-party rule that is happening today is the subversion of every single institution. Mr. Modi kisses the constitution and says, look, opposition must be strong. I will hear the voice of everybody. Yet, through illegal, not immoral, through illegal deeds, he's buying out MLAs. And through this program, I will prove it on your program. The point is, the Election Commission once revered. Saurabh and I were there. And the Election Commission as an institution is lying, saying we allowed you to challenge the EVM. They did not. Saurabh and I were there. So there is an institutional decay. If it was one party winning on merit, nobody has a problem. But I want to tell Mr. Modi one thing before my 1 minute gets up. Tumse pehle jo wo ek shaks yahan takht nashin tha, usse bhi apne khuda hone ka itna hi yakin tha. So this is India. We will fight. This is Tilak, Gandhi and Nehru's India. We will not apologize and write love letters.
All right. All right, your time is up. Well, Dr. Shruti Kapila is with us. She's a Cambridge professor, currently actually on a sabbatical and writing a book on Indian democracy, which I'm sure will be a blast. Your 1 minute starts now.
Well, the short answer is no, I don't think we are headed to a one-party system. For a start, Modi has a huge responsibility for this mandate, for preserving plurality, sharing power with the states, as well as, in fact, preserving the rule of law, quite apart from policy initiatives. So that in itself is a huge challenge. But secondly, I think it's an exciting moment, it sounds counterintuitive, for the opposition to actually reinvent itself. So we are in 150th year of Gandhi's birth centenary, and I think nonviolence, patience, love, lack of hatred, these are amazing ideas with which Gandhi fought people not just like Churchill and the British Empire, but also Stalinism and fascism. So I think Gandhi is the way forward, and I think there should be a luxury in the opposition party today to actually go back to basic ideas rather than constantly thinking about the torjor and the number crunching that is going on. They should accept the mandate.
All right, your time is up. Well, very interesting ideas put forward by the panelists today. Let's open this up for debate. So, Ashutosh, let's take it from the top. Shruti Kapila says that this is an opportunity for opposition parties to reinvent themselves. But look at what has happened in the last 7 weeks. We just talked about all the big leaders who have disappeared, from Tejasvi to Akhilesh, and the Congress mess speaks for itself. So who's going to take this bull by the horns and start this reinvention?
See, I can understand that the opposition is in shock. Opposition is basically paralyzed. Look what Congress party is doing, what Akhilesh is doing, and what Tejasvi is doing. And these were three leaders which everybody thought they will emerge as a better leader in coming days. But I am I'm not pessimist. Not pessimist for the simple reason because a crisis throws its own leadership. Like in 2011, the country was thinking that in 2014 the Congress will come back again. A movement started and the new leadership came in. Anna Hazare became a talking point. Arvind Kejriwal became a talking point all over. So whether the Congress comes back, whether the Congress reignites its ideas, whether the Congress reinvent itself, I'm not worried. I'm sure that the leadership will come up. If not from the political parties, somebody will come up and somebody will take the bull by horn.
Then what are you worried about?
I'm not worried about for the simple. I'm only worried about that the kind of politics which is pursued by Mr. Modi and the RSS and their ideology, that is taking country to back. And I'm only thinking about that. What is the new India? Is it new India that where people are not safe, the minorities are not safe, the Dalits are not safe, and you and me are not safe, and we are told you can't wear this kind of clothes, you can't wear that kind of clothes, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, and if you do this, you will be lynched. That's my only worry. I'm sure the country has the resilience. This country has survived for thousands of years. It has a great civilization. This will survive, but this will survive only as a wounded
civilization. Let me get Mamta in on that. And Mamta, about the criticism of the BJP's tactics, for instance, in Karnataka and Goa, and the allegation that the opposition, whether it's the JDS in Karnataka or the Congress, Rahul Gandhi has also said that the BJP is using money and muscle power to take Congress MLAs away. Is that the kind of politics that you think the BJP would want to be remembered for? Power at any cost?
Nidhi, firstly, जिनके खुद के घर शीशे के होते हैं वो दूसरों पे पत्थर नहीं मारते. तो कांग्रेस पार्टी का तो इतिहास रहा है कि उन्होंने ये काम किए हैं. यू नो इफ यू टॉक इन 67, 77, 96, एवरी टाइम दे हैव डन दिस. एंड देर आर लॉट ऑफ लीडर्स हु हैव गॉन फ्रॉम देयर पार्टी एट दैट टाइम मोदी जी वॉज नॉट देयर, अमित शाह जी वॉज नॉट देयर. यू टॉक अबाउट अर्जुन सिंह, देर आर लॉट ऑफ अदर लीडर्स यू नो हु लेफ्ट कांग्रेस पार्टी एंड दे वेंट. You know, now the problem here is if you talk about Karnataka today, you know, soon after the Karnataka elections got over, the same Rahul Gandhi who used to speak, you know, nonsense about JDS, as soon as the election got over, he was with them. And the student, I would say, who stood third in the race with 38 seats out of 222 was given the bumper prize of becoming the chief minister of Karnataka by the racer who finished at second position having 78 seat out of 222. You know why? Because they wanted to keep the number one racer away from the first position, saying that we want to keep these forces, these bad forces.
So you think
away.
It's okay then so for the then BJP to try and break them now?
No. BJP is not doing that. It is their will. Now you yourself see the condition of the Congress today. They have no leadership, Nidhi, where they don't have the president. Now they are actually not able to find a president. Rahul Gandhi has gone left. Now who's the next person? There is a political paralysis. There is a political bankruptcy in the Congress. Who do these people look up to?
By the
these
way, guys, you, these, you make these an excellent point there about no faith in their the Congress people. Is vacuum. But just to remind you that the way the Congress and the JDS came together after fighting with each other in the campaign, so did the PDP and the BJP in Jammu and Kashmir. But Tehsin Poonawalla, the point that Mamta Kale raises, that is, are you going to place most of the blame on the BJP for weaning away Congress MLAs or opposition MLAs, or does the heart of the problem lie with the party, which doesn't know what it's doing at the moment?
That's an excellent question, Nidhi. Thank you. And I want to answer that. But before I address that question, you asked Mamta ji a question. और उनका आंसर था, उनका जवाब था, आप इतिहास में देखो, कांग्रेस ने 67, 77, 97, अन्य उन्होंने डेट दी, कांग्रेस ने ये सब किया. अब मोदी जी मेरे वजीर आजम है, माय प्राइम मिनिस्टर, ही सेज आई एम बिल्डिंग अ न्यू इंडिया. मोदी जी शुड हैव टोल्ड मी द न्यू इंडिया इज एग्जैक्टली लाइक द ओल्ड इंडिया, ही शुड हैव सेड. फिर हम देखते 280 सीट और 303 सीट मिलती ईवीएम के मेहरबानी या नहीं मिलती, वो अलग डिबेट है. मोदी जी कहते एक बात है, करते एक बात है. हाथी के दांत दिखाने के अलग होते हैं और खाने के अलग होते हैं. मैं उस डिबेट में नहीं घिरना चाहता. आई डोंट वांट टू फॉल इनटू दैट डिबेट. नाउ लेट्स कम. सो दे जस्टिफाई द इलीगैलिटी विद द इलीगैलिटी ऑफ द कांग्रेस. हाउ डे डिफरेंट? नाउ लेट्स कम टू व्हाट शी सेड. I agree with everything. There's a crisis in the Congress. I would be a fool to say there's no crisis in the Congress. Of course there's a crisis in the Congress. But does the crisis allow, on 10th February 2019, the Honorable Ex-Chief Minister of Karnataka, Sri Yeddurappa, to admit on the floor of the Karnataka Assembly, yes, these tapes of buying out MLAs for 25 crore rupees is my voice. This is recorded on the floor. Is illegality allowed? There is another tape released by the present Chief Minister of Karnataka, Sri Kumaraswamy, and they haven't sued for defamation. He says, sue me for defamation. Yeddurappa ji, in his tapes, is alleging buying out Supreme Court judges. Supreme Court judges, not High Court. There's a tape. What is happening? And then I come to my earlier point and my first point. If this is one on merit, I am okay because Modi ji is my Prime Minister. The fact that you have these sort of illegality, a private plane of a private BJP MP is used to transport MLAs and they are kept there, 20,000 per person per room for 20 days. Almost 40 lakhs is spent there. It is your money, Nidhi, Mamta ji's money, my money and Saurav's money. Somebody needs to answer that and we will ask that question.
Mamta, quick response and then I'll come to
you know, I just want to tell my friend, Jab, you cannot keep your house in order. Your house is not in order. Why are you blaming BJP?
Your own people.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
मैंने कोई गलती की तो आप illegal काम करोगे. मेरा घर ठीक नहीं तो आप मेरे घर लूटोगे.
मुझे अपने बात खत्म करने दीजिए.
ये आपका
This is your intolerance.
I apologize.
This is what Congress is all about. This is what Congress is all about. This is what Congress do. This is the DNA of Congress. What can I do? They don't even let others speak.
What about the specific points he raised about the buying of MLAs?
No, it is about you keep your house in order. There is nobody who's buying the MLAs. There's no one who's buying the legislators. It is their legislators who have no faith in the democracy of the party, in the leadership of the party, in the complete narrative of the party. They are the one who are leaving and going, be it Goa, be it Karnataka. They are the one
who's
who are leaving the party.
They
don't want to stay in the party.
Who's paying for the private jets? Do you know?
Who's paying for the private jet is what, Nidhi? They are the one who are going by their own free will. Why can't you see this?
They
are going
so much on
that
private
you need
jet
to ask them.
Star.
Why are you asking me?
So the
you
need
to ask them. Please go and ask them. Please go and ask them. You have to ask them.
Ma'am, Yeddurappa ji's PA was escorting an MLA in a private jet. One MLA. This was
and when you lock up, you saw what happened in Karnataka. You locked up an MLA. And there was a fight.
Okay, Professor Geeta,
what are you talking?
Geeta Bhatt,
come on.
The problem with the opposition is that they want that people should trust them while they themselves do not trust each other. And Karnataka is, you know, the kind of mockery of democracy which is taking place in Karnataka. I mean, imagine that, 11 or 13 of MLAs, they are saying, they are giving in writing to the police commissioner saying we want police protection, we do not want to meet, our political leadership from Congress party, there is a threat to our life. And it is still these MLAs which are being questioned. And what Tehsin ji was, saying that I don't want to go back into history. Yes, he wouldn't like to go back in history because there are so many times, when the subversion of people's mandate has been done. Let us not forget in 1984, what happened to Nandamuri Tarak Rama Rao, to their party in Andhra Pradesh. I mean, we do remember that photograph you can still find in the archives when all his MLAs are being paraded in front of the, Rashtrapati Bhavan. And while Mr. NTR, who was, not keeping well, he was being taken in a wheelchair just to show that he still has the support. That time what Congress was doing, what Bhajan Lal with his 50 Janta
Should
MLAs.
The BJP make the same mistakes
came.
Of the
so
Congress?
So there are, all I'm saying is there are n number of such examples which
or
can
just
be quoted.
Follow.
But
that.
The point is
no, but
that
no.
why no one is questioning the speaker, when someone is giving the resignation and the speaker is coming out and saying that there is a technical hassle that I cannot accept. I mean, the Supreme Court has to intervene
it has maintained
the speaker
of Tuesday.
The speaker of Karnataka Assembly is coming out and saying that there is a technical glitch.
But can I ask, opposition parties, in a sense, or those who have not done well in the elections, throwing up their hands and saying it's all about the buying and selling of MLAs and that we are not sort of going to put our own house in order. Isn't it a mix of both?
I think it's a mixed responsibility. Yes, Congress is responsible for keeping their house in order. We were a very small party in 2014. Modi had won with a huge mandate. The Delhi's assembly was in animated suspension. They were buying our MLAs. Our MLA rate was 5 crores to 10 crores.
And we did a sting of BJP.
Yes. 30 crore ki baat ho rahi.
There is 50 crores. They have reached in 50 crores. And this is all your money and my money. And regarding that speaker's thing in Karnataka, it is the law is very clear. The resignation of an MLA should be voluntary and genuine. Here the MLAs are there, are sitting there in hotel of a Mumbai. I think they are somewhere in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Hotel, 5-star hotel.
Obviously,
it is not voluntary. Obviously, it is not genuine. Anybody who is watching.
They went there
and
on their own.
Supreme Court.
Nobody
let me
took
say,
them away.
And I want
it
to
was
remind.
Their own decision.
And let me say it on record. Supreme Court has no business
yes.
to interfere. No business. It is the speaker who will decide. And Supreme Court is basically encroaching into the domain of legislative. When they say that you give us the report, whether you accepted the resignations or not, it's nobody's business. That's why, you know, Supreme Court couldn't
but
do anything.
What about the bigger question I'm asking you about how the opposition has to deal with this?
I think opposition has to be, you know, they have to be more cautious, you know. They should train their MLAs to make sting operations of BJP, you know, BJP leaders, because they are buying it only with money.
Why
you know.
Shruti Kapil?
There is nothing other than money.
I mean, I just think, you know, this is so Aam Aadmi Party. It made a mockery of Gandhi by turning him into a set of gimmicky politics. What is required is actually a moral force. You and that cannot be made in the immediate future. This is why I use the word politics of patience. Right now, the BJP is going to have to be held responsible for any overreach of power it does. Let's go back to Nehru when he first tried to topple the Kerala government the first time with the help of Mrs. Gandhi. What happened? The CPM, the Communist Party, came back with a big majority after that was done. So I think BJP ought to also learn that such overreaches, whether they are about corruption of power, of money, or of force, this is not actually going to work for them in the long term. But I think for the opposition, the question is that actually that its lawmakers should not be indulging in this kind of personality politics. It should actually depersonalize politics and actually start thinking about how to institute a new moral vocabulary which resists this kind of overreach of power.
That sounds great, but Ashutosh, is that possible?
It is possible. I'm sorry. I mean,
you
think
it is possible?
I think it is possible.
Do you think
see,
it's possible?
Politics by nature is immoral. I will not say immoral, but politics by nature is amoral. And that's what has been taught altogether. Look at the case that now the BJP wants to prove that since Congress has done it, so I have a logic of justification, so I'll also do it. And if anybody points a finger, I'll say Congress has done it, so I'm also doing it. Let's not play holy cow. What has happened in Arunachal Pradesh? Everybody knows how that was overturned by the Supreme Court. What happened in Uttarakhand? It was overturned by the Supreme Court. And when the Karnataka verdict came out, everybody heard those audio clips by the BJP leaders, including Yedurappa's son and Yedurappa, openly bargaining, openly luring, openly asking for money. I'm not saying the BJP is to be blamed for that. Congress has done it n number of times. Now, BJP is in power, so BJP wants to break Congress party, to finish Congress party, so that they can rule longer. But I do not agree with Kapilaji. There is no morality in politics. Let's not live in any kind of illusions. There is no morality and no party, because this is the BJP which used to talk about Chal Charitra and Chehra. This is the BJP used to talk about the Suchita. This is the BJP whose government was toppled by United Front government and Atal Bihari Vajpayee sat on a dharna in there. This is the government which has been, this is the BJP which supported Mayawati. Kalyan Singh was there. How big was the Mayawati's government? And now BJP is pointing finger at Congress and JDS. So this is the nature of politics. This politics will continue.
Mamta,
whosoever is powerful will attack and will break opposition.
I have two quick points to make. One, what I said, that when these tall leaders of Congress left Congress, you know, and this is the thing that when Congress ki satta gayi, tab tab Congress pani mein bahi. Beat 97 or whichever year. Murarji, Arjun Singh, Sharad Pawar, N.D. Tiwari, all of them left. उस समय अगेन आई एम सेइंग कि मोदी जी और अमित शाह जी तो नहीं थे और उसके पीछे बीजेपी नहीं थी तो व्हाई ब्लेम बीजेपी ऑल आई एम सेइंग इज लुक इनटू योर ओन हाउस please put things in order. Do your own things and why blame us? Don't play this blame game.
Are you saying Mr. Yediyurappa is not on those tapes?
One. Second, what I'm trying to say about Karnataka is, if JDS and Congress were so good, you know, so honest, and they were so wanting the good government there, and they really wanted a stable government, Kumaraswamy could have actually gone to governor to dissolve the house. He could have taken the representation and asked him to dissolve the house, and he would have been duty bound. He would have dissolved the house.
No.
What did he do instead?
He dissolved his own cabinet. Why? Because he wanted that time.
But he has the democratic
to manipulate
right to
and buy those MLAs, his own MLAs. So they are
not,
the one who are doing wrong
that
practices.
Is not
they are the one
correct.
Who are doing something wrong.
That is not constitutionally
so why can't he
correct
do? He 13, could have done this.
That is not constitutionally correct. I do not agree with her. When 13,
no, it is
14,
correct. It is 13, correct. 13, he could have done it.
Let me complete, ma'am. When 13, 14 MLAs have already deserted, has gone somewhere else, has expressed their reservation, that means the government has lost his mandate. And even if the chief minister had gone to the governor and requested to dissolve the house, then governor was not duty bound to listen to him. Governor could have only said, go on the floor of the house, prove a majority and come back.
But this unrest has been there from the day one.
Ma'am, please,
in
please let me complete.
Because they are not
complete.
Too hurt. Mamta ji's
logic is very simple. That आप अपना घर संभाल नहीं पा रहे हैं तो हम आपके लोगों को खरीद के अपने घर पे रखेंगे और उसको
उठाएंगे. Absolutely wrong. I disagree.
That's what exactly has happened.
Stop blaming others. Stop blaming BJP, Ashutosh ji.
Low people in Karnataka know that what is operation.
अब आपके घर में किसी को छींक आएगी तो आप BJP को थोड़ी blame करोगे.
Mamta ji, आपको
Ashutosh ji,
do you challenge the clip which is available?
Ashutosh ji,
no, do you challenge the clip available?
I'm just asking.
I'm just asking.
ये जो भी हो रहा है किसकी गलती है?
Do you challenge the clip available? Do you challenge
the clip? Ashutosh ji, आप मुझे ये बताइए किसकी गलती है? किसकी गलती? It's not about
politics. But he's asking you what I Are you saying Mr. Yediyurappa is not on those clips? Talking about spending money on MLAs.
His son is also there.
He's on record in the assembly saying.
So are you saying he's not?
He's on record. Assembly records, पढ़ लीजिए.
असेंबली रिकॉर्ड पढ़ने या नहीं पढ़ने की बात नहीं है, बात इस बात की है, बात इस बात की है, बात इस बात की है कि कांग्रेस पार्टी आज अपना काम क्यों नहीं कर रही है.
अरे
भैया आप ये बताइए, जो आप बोल रहे हो कि कर्नाटका के लोगों को के एमएलएस को पैसे दिए, आप किसमें कन्फाइंड किया है? डिड ही कम कॉल यू अप इन दिल्ली कर्नाटका वालों ने? आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट कर्नाटका.
आपकी हुकूमत है तहसीन, मेरा नाम. अगर आप इजाजत दें,
ओन रॉन्ग
नैरेटिव.
It comes to the same point I asked Saurabh as well. Sure, you can put the blame at the BJP's doorstep up to a point. But the fact is that you don't have the party that you support doesn't have a leader today. And the crisis gets exacerbated in situations like that. I mean, do you think it was okay for Tejaswi to just disappear after the Bihar, the Lok Sabha election, for Akhilesh Yadav to saunter off for 6 weeks? I mean, what does it tell you about the state of the opposition?
I'm coming to that. Just a couple of quick clarifications. Ma'am, number one, you spoke about the Honorable Governor. The floor, whether the government is in majority or no, can not the Supreme Court, the Honorable Supreme Court can decide. Neither Nidhi can decide, nor Tehsin can decide. It can only and only be decided on the floor of the House. Here, as of today, the Honorable Chief Minister of Karnataka is saying, I want a floor test, I have a majority. Why is the BJP, which claims to have a majority, running away, running to the Supreme Court, running here, running there? I am saying the proof of the pudding is in the eating, the proof of the dhokla is in the eating. Do it on the floor of the House. Monday we'll do the floor test. Why are you running away? Point number two. Dhokla se I remembered. Today you speak about your morals and your values. Out of the 10 MLAs that you've taken in Goa, 5 are beef eating. Here you lynch people, there you take beef eating. But I don't want to trivialize this debate of how you've lost your
who
way, direction,
people?
And
you
have, ma'am, I never interrupted you. Kindly give me the same respect
that
I gave you. Kindly give me the same respect.
What do you mean by you lynch people?
Kindly give me the same respect.
Now,
I think you're moderating it. Kindly give me the same respect.
Kindly specify that particular
line. Ma'am, I cannot yell.
When you
I cannot
say
yell.
You
kindly,
lynch people.
Ma'am, kindly moderate.
This is
thank
my
you.
Humble
so
request
have,
to you.
So you have...
Kindly specify when you
so
say
you
lynch
have,
people. What
you
is
have,
the question
so
you
that
you
can move?
No, she... I believe that... You know, the problem is when you're only stuck in WhatsApp, university in WhatsApp, and you don't read actual newspapers, you don't know where lynching is happening, because the Honorable Prime Minister is on
you
record
are
saying...
You guys are the principal who are the beef... WhatsApp
you've actually counted who are the beef eaters among the Congress...
Five of them are. And mujhe sue kare Mamta ji agar main galat keh raha hu. Paanch usme se beef khate. And Manohar Parikar ji on record hai ke Goa mein beef khayenge. And if there's no beef, we will import it. Manohar Parikar ji is late. God bless his soul is on record.
Anyway,
I don't want to get into a trivial debate. I want to make a larger point. Ma'am, what Saurabh is saying is a very valid constitutional point. You see, in Goa, the Congress party, and I'm coming to your answer, went to the Honorable Speaker and said, look, 10 of these people are creating a problem. The Honorable Speaker sat on it. After that, recognized them and merged them into the BJP. We can't go to court because in Goa, the BJP says this is the sole domain of the Honorable Speaker in the Assembly, which is right. In Karnataka, they go to the Supreme Court and say, Supreme Court is giving the direction. Hum kare, to Ram Leela, aap kare, to character dheela. Ye kya logic hoga? And my last point that I want to make. Rahul Gandhi, sir, checkmated Amit Shah ji and created a government in Karnataka. Moral, immoral, I will not talk about Goa, Kashmir, all of that. He created a government in today. Rahul Gandhi is not at the helm. The Congress is disintegrating. The same Rahul Gandhi they said was useless today showed his worth. He's shown his worth. Now, if there's somebody who can rise from the Congress, that's the need of the hour. I hope that happens. That's what the captain has asked for. That's what Jyotiraditya has asked for.
It's actually about the entire opposition. But Geeta Bhatt, the point is, do you think that this in this entire effort to have a Congress Mukt Bharat, that there is a dangerous path that the BJP is treading on in which there is an attempt to sort of take power by any and every means? Now, everyone is saying the next step or the next state to look at is Madhya Pradesh. So, you see, you know, where is this going to? Where is the red line?
See, Nidhi, I think the idea of when someone says Congress Mukt Bharat, it is basically talking about the Congress culture. Because we know that, you know, for the past... Can I please?
Let her finish.
Well, I think, I mean, you know, instead of mocking here, if you would have given, you know, some advice to the Congress party president and others, maybe they would have won some more seats. I don't need your advice. I do not need your advice. I'm just putting forth my point and please let me do that. So, it is, since they have ruled for the largest number of years, right from the beginning, you know, the kind of the political culture which developed in this country, where, you know, the kind of a feudal mindset and nepotism, you know, they were something which that is what, you know, it kind of penetrated and all the other regional parties which came, and most of them, you know, earlier this was only Congress party and all the other parties which originated, they all somehow were related, you know, people who moved away from Congress at one time or the other. Now, the point is, one point that I want to make here is that in Telangana, 12 Congress MPs have moved to another party. Have they moved to BJP? My question is this. No,
well,
I don't think
to
so.
The strongest force.
I don't think so. No, I am trying to put forth, sir, please let me complete. What I am trying to put forth is that when there is a political party which is totally headless today and somehow where it's something like a sinking ship where their representatives themselves are feeling hollow, they do not know where to look up to, whom to look up to, and that is the reason that they are looking here and there for looking, you know, clinching Shruti into Kapila. Another political party.
To quickly say, can I just say something? I don't think politics is just simply about a power grab. It is the capacity to actually seize transformation, and actually to that extent one has to give credit to the RSS and the BJP, because it's almost an 80-90 year project that has come to fruition in this 2019 mandate. Having said that, I do not think money muscle can be in any way competed with at the moment, or machinery for the Modi government, against the Modi government, whether it's in Karnataka, whether it's in other states. So I think the opposition will have to rethink its strategy. It cannot just simply now physically go and stop these airplanes where these things are happening. It's going to have to go to ground zero and start. We should just actually smell the coffee and think that yes, for some time, the BJP is going to be ruling in pretty much all the states in India, and from there on, as it were, the Congress or whatever other opposition parties are interested in pursuing politics in this country should start from there. And I think in that sense, actually, the Congress has already shown initiative by actually getting, you know, moving on from its leadership. What looks like a crisis, it is a moment of hiatus. It is a moment of transition. Who knows what's going to happen? Right, but
that's
unlike the Yadavs, it has not, you know, they haven't. Look, I'm not defending the party. I'm just saying that it has at
for
least
7 weeks they have struggled to even come up with a bunch of names for the Congress.
No, I mean, I think this is a mandate
this
which is
this
is a mandate which combines, as it were, the one party mandate or rule that that Nehru represented. Plus, on top of that, say, Mrs. Gandhi's personal charisma. So you have two kinds of very large forces representing in this mandate. And yes, I mean, this has stymied. It has certainly killed off politics as family business. So the Yadavs and so on.
It's will, not.
You know, they will have
so
to
many
to,
regional
no,
parties.
No, I'm not talking about dynasty, but I'm talking about the party as a family firm, which is what some of these regional parties have been doing, has gone. Because actually, what juncture are we at? We are at a bipartisan juncture, which
so
is unequal.
A fundamental political
which is
transformation.
Yeah, which
in
is political. Which is in terms of power, it is unequal.
But, you know,
but in terms of ideology, it is not unequal.
You know, but Ashutosh, let's talk about regional parties then, and get away from the Congress for a minute. They've clearly, there are some of them who've held out. We've seen the way the TRS has performed, or the DMK. Mamta's still fighting, but you know, it's a tough fight for her. But the fact is, they're also shrinking. They're struggling to hold their own in this Modi wave? Do those caste dynamics matter anymore the way that they did, you know, for all these decades, given the way we've seen SP, BSP and RJD in particular fall?
See, I'm not very very pessimistic about this, because I'm sure that Mamata Banerjee and the TRS and the Stalin and then Karnataka and in Kerala, there are the political parties who are fighting and fighting it hard. The BJP has to change its color to get itself acceptable, get itself accepted by these regional aspirations, because the regional aspirations are very, very different.
Hindi heartland?
Yeah,
the fact that these parties are down.
In Hindi heartland, if you just take UP out, Madhya Pradesh, where is the regional force? There is no regional force. In Rajasthan, there is no regional force. In Chhattisgarh, there was a regional force, but that is a non-entity. In Himachal Pradesh, there is no regional force. In Punjab, there is a regional force. But the point is, the larger question is, in Maharashtra, Shiv Sena is again on the other side. What is the bigger issue? The bigger issue is whether these political forces who claim themselves as the regional parties, are they real political parties or not? They are more or less like a warlords. That the dynasty. It's not a political party in the real sense, and that is a real danger. Take the example of Akhilesh Yadav. Why Akhilesh Yadav is finding himself paralyzed? Yeah, because Akhilesh Yadav has not worked hard the way Mulayam Singh Yadav has worked hard, and that too, Mr. Modi is very right.
Why is Mayawati paralyzed?
No, Mayawati is not paralyzed. She got 10 seats, and Mayawati still got 20% vote share in UP.
Five.
She's active on the ground. She's declared that she'll contest election and all the 12 by elections. The issue is that because Mayawati has come out, has become a leader on her own way through struggle, through drill. Akhilesh Yadav has not done it. Tejaswi Yadav has not done it. That's the real danger. That's the problem with Rahul Gandhi also. Rahul Gandhi has not gone through the drill. From now onwards, if Rahul Gandhi has to emerge and make Congress relevant in Indian politics, he has to be thrown into
so
the jails and
lathis.
Is that
the new idea, Saurabh Bhardwaj, that Shruti Kapila was talking about, you know, what the opposition needs to do to reinvent itself? You all got zero seats in the Lok Sabha in Delhi.
I think.
What are you doing to change the way the AAP is?
Frankly, I believe that we are overestimating BJP.
Yeah.
And
I think
yes. I'm telling you. You know, the way BJP is acting today, if you are a good player, you will never, you know, come down to cheating to win a game. The way BJP is desperately trying to buy MLAs and grab power in each state, it shows. They don't have any idea what they'll do in next 5 years. They are desperate. And they don't want anybody
problem.
To talk about it. They have a lot of money. You know, you cannot, I sympathize. You know, you cannot, you know, hold your MLAs if you have so much of money. You have to be very attentive. We are a small state. We are a close-knit family. We could have done it. But it is difficult for a big party like Congress to hold their house together when, you know, they are offering 50 crores. You know, 50 crores is huge. You can imagine, you know, where did they get this money from? This is, you know, so they are desperate for power, and I think people will realize it. And, you know, this Akhilesh Yadav and all going out and all those things, I think it's okay, you know.
Somebody has to put up a fight, no?
Frankly, you know, I think it's okay for, you know, for a month or for 4 weeks, they are going out. Because, you know,
Mr. Modi and Amit Shah have already started membership drives for the next election.
I just want to add one.
You have to be like them.
I want to add one small point over here. And that is that, you know, I think what is lacking in the opposition, like, you know, whenever someone asks about their debacle, somehow they do not want to acknowledge that they have lost, you know, support base among the people. That is why they could not get any seats. And, you know, for example, Aam Aadmi Party, you know, in the previous Delhi election, they won 67. Is it that it was the money power? No. It is just that at that time, they could actually convince the people of the constituency that, you know, they are the right people, and that is why they got voted to power. Now, just because, you know, the tables have turned, now putting it on money power. And one small point I want to add is that, you know, when political parties, after the election, if they have lost, what is happening? They are saying that our spokespersons are not going to come, you know, and you know, sit on the TV channels and answer questions, which tough questions which are going to be asked to them. I mean, why is no one asking that? Isn't it that they are trying to, you know, run away from asking these questions and acknowledging that, yes, they have been defeated? I mean, you know, they will be able to come out stronger. We do need a strong opposition. A vibrant democracy always needs a strong opposition. I totally agree with it. But it has to be a opposition which thinks in a constructive way. And for which it is important that they need to
first of all, acknowledge that what are the shortcomings within them. If they are not able to do that, it will be very difficult for having a convincing
earlier was
opposition.
Even more interesting,
a bought out opposition
that Congress
is always a
Bharat isn't just about obliterating the Congress politically from states, but about fighting against a certain idea that the Congress represented, and it's an ideological fight where ultimately you replace that sort of Congress ideology, which they see as feudal and entitled, with frankly what is their version of nationalism and majoritarianism.
Absolutely. Yet every single question you asked him, every single question on illegality and immorality, they said Congress nahi kata, aur koi jawab nahi tha. Congress did this, so we are doing this. Kal ye kahenge emergency bhi Indira ji ne lai thi, isliye hum Modi ji ne emergency lai. I'm making a prediction, but let's not go there. So Congress mukt Bharat will not happen. Now please may ma'am said the opposition party has lost the support base. Yet less than a week after the Lok Sabha results in Karnataka, the Congress swept the local polls. Less than a week after it. Again, I read this on NDTV, it's not WhatsApp news. How? So, there is a question of fractured mandate as we go back to Saurabh of what is not being fair play. Let me take this a step forward. I spoke about those audio tapes. In those audio tapes, the Honorable Chief Minister of Karnataka, present Chief Minister, is on record saying that the audio tapes, when I've heard them, Yedurappa ji saying Devendra Fadnavis is also involved. Devendra Fadnavis, he's the Chief Minister of Maharashtra. These MLAs are in Mumbai. Now, I want to ask one single question before I move to my last point. Under what law was D.K. Shrivkumar thrown out of Mumbai? You didn't allow him to enter the hotel, I understand. There was 144, I understand. Under what law could you throw him out? Is there martial law in our country? You threw out the guy out of a city. He's gone to court is another thing. And I want to end by saying, when Saurabh was making his point, I saw Mamta ji laughing. I saw her laughing at, in an arrogant manner at the point he was trying to make about the AAP leadership. I just want to tell you, Mamta ji, chahate, shorate, izzate, ulfate. Chahate, shorate, izzate, ulfate, sab kuch is dunya mein rehta nahi. Aaj Congress se jahan kal koi aur tha. Aaj Congress se jahan kal koi aur tha, aap do pe the. Ye bhi ek daur hai, wo bhi ek daur tha. Vakt sabka badalta hai, be humble, ghamand Ravan ka bhi toota tha.
एक छोटा सा शेर मेरी तरफ से आपके लिए, एक छोटा सा आप सुन लीजिए, कुछ कुछ चीजें जो आपकी हैं, यू कीप सेइंग दैट हमारा सब कुछ ठीक है, देन यू शुड सी राजस्थान, द इन फाइटिंग बिटवीन गहलोत जी एंड सचिन पायलट, यू शुड सी व्हाट इज हैपनिंग बिटवीन कमल साहब एंड योर सिंधिया साहब, प्लीज सी ऑल ऑफ दैट. दूसरा आपके लिए कांग्रेस पार्टी के लिए एक सुंदर सा शेर मैं आपको दे रही हूँ कि ना खुदा ही मिला ना विसाले सनम, ना इधर के रहे ना उधर के हम. तो आप लोग तो अपने घर के ही नहीं रह पाए हैं, तो आप बाकी क्या करेंगे, तो आपको तो प्रणाम है साहब.
आई बट यू नो वंडरफुल शेयर्स, बट तहसीन जी, व्हाट आई वांट टू आस्क यू इज द पॉइंट दैट आशुतोष रेज अबाउट यू नो द स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ आर ऑपोजिशन पार्टीज एंड आर रीजनल पार्टीज टुडे आल्सो, द प्रॉब्लम, द कॉमन थ्रेड ही डिस्क्राइब बिटवीन राहुल गांधी एंड अखिलेश एंड तेजस्वी, ऑफ three young leaders here who haven't actually struggled in the way that those that they succeeded did in order to build these parties. And is that also part of the problem? Absolutely. I keep saying this, you can't just keep pointing fingers at the BJP. Absolutely. And saying you guys are unfair, you're taking our people away. Where is the leadership in the opposition?
Of the three leaders that you mentioned, two I've had the privilege of knowing a little bit personally. And I know on a personal level, they're very, very hardworking people. That may not perceptionally be true, but I know personally they work extremely hard. However, they have failed. History only remembers winners, and I totally understand that. But the fact of the matter is that all three of them did give it their best. Now, I go back to what ma'am said, that the Congress and the opposition need to go back to the past. I agree with her larger point of morality. We come from a country and a tradition where Bal Gandharva Tilak was told about sedition charges, and he said, Swaraj is my birthright, I shall have it, throw me in jail. Where Gandhi was told one anna bail. He said, I don't accept your leadership, put me in jail. Where Nehru spent 15 years in jail, didn't write a love letter and say, I apologize, Queen is great. That is the leadership. We need to go back. And that fight, I'm not saying that fight, that spirit of fight, that fightmanship must come. I saw glimpses of that in the current Honorable Chief Minister of Delhi. That spirit must be there. And I want to make one last point. When you talk about what is the leadership or what about these small parties, Delhi, they don't even have the police force. Just today I was reading, the Delhi High Court, if I'm not mistaken, Saurabh can correct me, lambasted the police for framing a false charge against a ruling party MLA today.
MLA.
I mean, your MLAs are being framed by Modi ji's police. Is this a level playing field? I leave this for your audience to ask. This is the High Court today.
See, I think the Mamata Kale and Geeta is very happy that the people from the Congress party is joining BJP. But
no,
they
I'm
are
not
forgetting.
Happy about
no,
it. I'm sorry.
They are forgetting one point.
I'm not happy.
The BJP is an ideological party, and BJP used to talk hugely about ideology. Now these people who are leaving their own political parties, and what is the guarantee that they will leave tomorrow? This is exactly happens with the Congress party, and the BJP is committing the same mistake. These people are power hungry. The minute they'll say BJP is weak, they'll walk out. They'll walk to some other political parties. I think the huge mistake BJP is making by taking these people, instead of their local cadres should be given, should be encouraged. They should be provided political space, and people should be picked from there, not these people who
are
just.
That's an interesting point. So let me come to the last question, which I do want to ask all of you. Shruti Kapila, is Narendra Modi unbeatable? Or is that a myth?
I mean, I don't think he's unbeatable because we live in a democracy. So, I mean, he's, you know, he's going to be
Russian
tested.
Russian democracy.
And no, I disagree. I mean, I think this is one of the things one has to do.
Did
one has
it
to
a Russian democracy?
Partial.
But I think we have to accept the mandate and for what it is, and actually respect the electorate for what it has chosen. So I don't think he's unbeatable. I do think that the opposition needs a good new idea. It needs to reboot. It needs to actually let this kind of politics of power play itself out, and actually go to the basics, whether it was the 1910s or the 20s, when even the Congress at that time faced a lot of a crisis when Gandhi remade the Congress. And I think actually this is a wonderful opportunity for India to revive new ideas.
Is Mr. Modi unbeatable? Actually, he's not. I mean, the last 5 years he did lose a lot of states, but with this massive mandate, do you think it makes him invincible? Or is that a mistake to
you
assume
see,
that?
The present Prime Minister of our country, I think we all panelists will agree that he is someone who is very, very popular. And there are reasons for it, you know, that someone who is a brilliant orator, and someone, you know, whose actions have matched his words. And that is the reason that people, voted for him in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. However, contrary to that, the opposition does not have any leadership face. You know, there is no collective leadership. There is no individual leadership also.
You think he's unbeatable?
You see, what do we understand by saying that someone is unbeatable? As long as the people of this country are with his leadership, he is unbeatable, no doubt about it.
Erdogan in Istanbul. I mean, who would have thought?
I think this country has seen a lot of prime ministers and a lot of rulers who have ruled this country as kings for years. But we'll remember only few of them for their good deeds. Prime Minister Modi may rule this country for another, let's say, 5 years or so. But I thought that probably this term, he will become a kind of a statesman, where he'll show good deeds, do moral things. And, you know, he'll try to get some space in the history. But by doing Karnataka, Goa, and all kinds of things, I think he'll not be remembered in the history. He may rule for 5 years, but nobody will remember him fondly.
Mamta?
See, when we talk about whether Honorable Prime Minister is unbeatable or not, yes, he's unbeatable. Why? You know, his hard work is unbeatable. His honesty is unbeatable. His love for the country is unbeatable. His dedication towards the people of India for serving the people is unbeatable.
That's not my question. Electorally, is he unbeatable?
His personality is unbeatable.
So Gandhi was very loved.
He, as a leader, for you know, people who love him so much, is unbeatable. So he, as a leader, is a Yug Purush, and he will remain one for sure.
Ashutosh ji,
see, nobody is unbeatable. Now it's Modi's time, so obviously people will think that he's unbeatable. But I think Modi is committing the same mistake which Mrs. Gandhi committed the mistake. And the greatness of Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Lal Kesh Advani, despite me being a very hard critic of them, was that when they were at the helm of the affair, they were a galaxy of leadership. You take leaders from each state. Start from Maharashtra, there was Gopinath Munde, there was Pramod Mahajan. In UP, there was Kalyan Singh, there was Rajnath Singh. In Rajasthan, there was Bhairav Singh Shekhawat, there is Vasundhara Raja Sindhya. In Madhya Pradesh, there is Sundarlal Patwa, there is Kailash Joshi, there is Shivraj Singh Chauhan, there is Uma Bharti. In Himachal Pradesh, there was Shanta Kumar and there is somebody else. Now you move anywhere, go anywhere. In Bihar, they did not have a big leader. And that's why they suffered longer in Bihar. It's still not a major political party.
So
there.
You're saying that cult of personality.
Now I ask you a question, Nidhi. Do you remember the name of Chief Minister Himachal Pradesh? Do you remember the name of Chief Minister in Uttarakhand? You don't.
Because
people used to remember
Modi.
Major General Khanduri. People used to remember Mr. Koshyari, Bhagat Singh Koshyari. Now the problem is It's not only there is subversion of institution at the national level, all the institution, but within BJP there is only two leaders, Narendra Modi and Amit Shah. There is no third. Anybody can become the finance minister in this country. Anybody can become a defense minister in this country, and anybody can become a chief minister in this country. This will not go on, because Mrs. Gandhi committed the same mistake. Mrs. Gandhi destroyed syndicates and the top chhatraps in the states, and look where Congress is.
Well, सही बात है वैसे गरीब एक गरीब इस देश में अगर देश का प्रधानमंत्री बनता है तो कोई भी कुछ बन सकता है और यही सबको प्रॉब्लम है
इन द इन माय मोस्ट फेवरेट बुक द महाभारत व्यास राइट्स दैट कृष्णा गोज टू दुर्योधन हु हैज एवरीथिंग एंड सेज पांच गांव छोड़ दो इनके लिए पांडव पांच गांव जस्ट लीव फाइव कर्नाटका उत्तराखंड नहीं आई वांट द ग्रीड एंड ये महारथी थे दुर्योधन की टीम में क्या होता है Ultimately, Duryodhana had not broken any law. Duryodhana was also very loved. He had not broken a single law. Ultimately, withering on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The question asked, the Mahabharata asks, is only legality important or even morality? Hitler was also a great orator, man. Hitler also won an election. So was Erdogan. But see what happened in Istanbul.
I see
what happened. When the people rise, there will be no stopping when an idea whose time has come. You cannot stop.
Problem Modi is cannot that bully you us cannot and accept stop that a poor man has risen to become the Prime Minister
Ji
of
poor,
India.
Manmohan Singh was poor. Gowda was poor.
This is the problem.
I think the
politics of the last few weeks has clearly demonstrated that there is a serious crisis that opposition parties are facing, not just because the BJP is jumping down their throats, but also because they need to reinvent their politics and how they deal with the BJP. This story isn't over yet. Thank you very much to all of you for joining us. Good night.